This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
I did not know it was going to rain today.
Me neither. We need the rain.
We do. I'm not complaining.
But it's sort of a shock after 2 or 3 weeks of sunshine.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good. As long as there's a little bit of rain, no big storms, nothing like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was at a small affair last night, and someone mentioned this was the quiet time for Walton Arts Center. And that could be the way it appears to those of us on the outside.
Yes.
But on the inside, I have the idea that it's not that quiet.
It's not that quiet, but it's a different kind of busy. You know,
right.
we are usually really busy with lots of performances where, you know, you work in the office all day and then you have 4 shows that night, you know. So this is different. This is the time of year when we don't have as many performances actually on stage for the public to see, but there's an awful lot of work being done behind the scenes to get that season ready for next year.
So you can understand why someone would call it the quiet time, because we're not going in.
You're
as
not
much.
Going there, right.
Right.
There's not as many opportunities to go sit in the theater and watch
right.
a show. Happily, though, there are some very adorable little kids who have the run of the theater right now. They're doing our Pirates Ahoy camp with Trike Theater, and so it's been kind of fun to, if people work down in the main building, they've been hearing little kids going, "Arr," you know, all week long, which has been awfully cute. And that's actually, you know, it's a smaller piece of what we do, but it's really important, you know, that we provide these kind of programs for kids to experience the arts and be a part of it, as opposed to just sitting quietly and watching it. So that's one of those things that goes on during the quiet time.
You also have the box office open, because it's not necessarily a quiet time for those people.
That's correct. There's a lot of things on sale right now. Lots of season passes available. The Theater Squared season pass is on sale. The Sona season pass is on sale. That's the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. And then we also have 2 different subscription options available on sale for us right now. One is our Broadway series. That's been on sale for quite a while, but that's your 6-show package that is Broadway and focused mostly just on Broadway. And then we're also selling our Perfect 10 by 10 arts package right now. And that, of course, is 10 shows over the course of the year. The tickets are only $10. So for $100, you can buy 10 nights out for amazing music and art.
And every year you have the Create Your Own
mm-hmm.
package. Is that?
That is coming up. That actually goes on sale on Monday, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
And Create Your Own is really exciting for the people who don't like to be boxed into one specific kind of art form, or they don't like the 6 shows on the Broadway package, because I've seen a couple of those and I don't want to see that one. So Create Your Own is the best analogy I can come up with. Is it's like a menu. It's we present you the season, the whole season, everything from Broadway to children's theater to, you know, country music to classical music. We put it all out there as much as we can at this moment in time. And you basically say, I want that and that and that and that. And you make your own. So you can pick West Side Story, a 10 by 10 show, and 2 kids shows. And that can be your subscription. And you won't necessarily have the same seats, and the tickets won't necessarily be the same price.
Right.
But you can buy them ahead of time, which means you get your seats, you get it on your calendar early, and by becoming a Create Your Own subscriber, you get the benefits of being a Walton Arts Center subscriber, which basically means you get a small discount on your tickets. But best of all, you get the opportunity to exchange your tickets at no charge up to 24 hours in advance. So it's really, it's for the people who really want to make sure they have some culture on their calendar for a year, this is the way to do it, because it lets you pick whatever you want. And if for some reason you buy something that is coming up in March of 2012 and your plans change, you can exchange, and there's no fee for that if you do it within the time limit.
When you do this, you get the physical tickets as well.
You will get the physical tickets probably within a couple of weeks. So that goes on sale on Monday. That's the 20th, and that begins at 9 a.m. You are able to do that online at waltonartscenter.org, and you can also do it over the phone. But before we get to Monday,
mm-hmm.
I want to make one last plea for those people who are really into Broadway but are kind of on the fence about whether they want to buy a subscription or not, for whatever reason. It's too expensive. They don't want to commit to 6 shows, whatever. This will be the 3rd year in a row now that we are doing our summer Broadway sale. And so this Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m., we will be doing the sale again. And the way the sale is working is there are certain nights of the week in our Broadway runs in certain sections of the house where we're going to be discounting the subscription package by up to 50% off the single ticket price. So that's a lot to understand. So basically, we have the base single ticket price, and when you buy a subscription, you get a discount on that. What we are offering is an even deeper discount for some of specific nights in specific sections of the house. So you can get 6 shows on our Broadway season in the balcony on a Wednesday evening for probably less than $130 for the whole year, which is really remarkable. So it's a special sale. It only happens at the Walton Arts Center box office, or this year we're also going to be doing it at the Bentonville Farmers Market.
But physical.
Physical. You have to get in line.
See, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the days of when you'd go by and you'd see a line.
Yeah.
I know it's more convenient to be at home on the laptop, but
it is, but we love it. Personally, I love it because it gives it, it reinforces my faith, you know, that there are people out there who are willing to, you know, put in a little effort to come out and get a great deal. And it's really fun to see the line. There's a lot of, you know, am I going to get it? Am I here early enough? So there are, it's very limited. There's only 125 of these ticket of these half price availability in each location.
How many can you buy at a time?
We try to limit it to the 4 to 6, okay, somewhere in that range. So it's a real limited thing, and I anticipate that if we open the, you know, we open the sale at 8, within a couple of hours those are all going to be gone in both locations.
So you can do it at Walton Arts Center proper,
yep,
in Fayetteville.
You can come down to the box office on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, or you can go to the Bentonville Farmers Market. We'll have a booth there, and fingers crossed that we'll have wireless there as well. And we'll be able to take your money there as well.
And it's $125
in each location.
In each, so $250 total.
$250
okay.
Total. Yeah, right. So definitely a limited amount, and it's a first come first serve. You know, we will do our best to help everybody who shows up, and it's a lot of fun. Hopefully the weather will hold off, and it's a great deal, and it's one of those things where we do it every year. You do get some of the subscription benefits. You can get the exchange. Actually, no, that's not true. They're not exchangeable, but you can get the discounts, and by becoming this kind of Broadway subscriber, you get early access to the season next year. So this is Saturday. It begins at 8 a.m., in Fayetteville at the Walton Arts Center box office, and in Bentonville on the Bentonville Farmers Market on the square up there.
So now we know what's going on in Walton Arts Center.
Yes.
And there's a few things that are going on outside.
Yes, we have Rodney Carrington will be at the Amp on July 1st. That's
a
7:30 show. Yes, he is a comedian. Nice way to kick off your 4th of July, I would think. So that's July 1st. That's a Friday. That is a 7:30 show. And then we also, back into the Walton Arts Center, on the 9th of July, we will have 2 shows of Guys and Dolls, Saturday at 2 p.m. and Sunday at 8 p.m. So that's July 9th. And I think the last thing I wanted to just give everybody a heads up about is come and join me tonight and a bunch of Walton Arts Center friends. We will be at the Malco Theater this evening to see Company, which is the video production that the New York Philharmonic did with, we were just talking about it, Neil Patrick Harris and Stephen Colbert and
Patti LuPone
and... Oh, gosh, I've forgotten already, but it's going to be fantastic. And so they've created it for the movie theater.
The woman from Mad Men, Christina Hendricks.
Yes, that's right. Christina Hendricks and another guy.
Yeah, who I can't
remember his name, but you know his face.
And it was filmed over, it was a 3 or 4 night run. It was a very limited run.
That's right.
Filmed with the idea that it would be in HD,
mm-hmm,
on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that lots of people could see it. This is becoming a new thing that is happening in the movie theaters a lot, and I love it. You can go to our local theater and you can see Gustavo Dudamel conducting the LA Philharmonic on HD. Mm-hmm. You can go see the Met, the opera in New York, live on HD. We've been to see Broadway shows, you know, live on HD. We saw Memphis about a month back, and now we have Company. And it's an exciting thing. There's people in the industry who are worried that if we do this, it will keep people from coming to the live shows. But I really don't think that's true.
It's not a substitution.
That's right.
I think anyone would tell you live is always going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. We're not always going to be able to go. So why not?
Exactly.
I think financially it makes more sense.
I think it does too. And going to see Memphis – After I had seen it live in the theaters, getting to see it up on the screen and actually look at the actors' faces was fantastic. And I went, this is a really great way to see this art form, because you have to see it live, because the energy of just being in a theater is on, you know, you can't get that from being in a movie theater. But then you can go see it on the screen and you can go, oh, this is great. Or you can flip it around and you can say, I wonder if Walton Arts Center is ever going to have Memphis. I'm not sure if they will, so I should probably go see it in the theater. And then you find out that it will be at Walton Arts Center. We're all crossing our fingers that it will in the future. And then you've seen it one way and then you get to see it in person. It's great.
And anything that's happening at Walton Arts Center, including subscriptions, waltonartscenter.org.
Or 443-5600, or come down to the box office and visit us.
Saturday for the discount on the Broadway, you have to go.
You have to come on Saturday. And one more time, that's 8 a.m. Saturday morning at the Walton Arts Center box office in Fayetteville and at the Bentonville Farmers Market on the Square in Bentonville.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thank you.